Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie, on a hot day, when you go out to a baseball game, let's say you and your friends go to, like, hey, let's go to a T-Bones game, let's go to a Royals game.
Sure.
What do you want to have when you're sitting in the stands? What are you gonna munch? What are you gonna eat?
Chips, some kind, maybe. Okay. Popcorn, maybe.
Chips, all right.
Something like that.
Mark Lavoie.
Yes.
You go to a ball game, right? You decide you're going to go to the Royals game. What are you going to eat when you're sitting out there on a hot day at the K?
On a hot day. You know, honestly, sunflower seeds or peanuts.
All right.
I don't know if they still sell peanuts, but...
There's peanut-free sections. I know that.
Yeah. We've talked about that.
There is a disgusting story from fanbuzz.com. Now, down in Memphis... One of the minor league teams, the Memphis Redbirds, AAA affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. They're playing on Father's Day and early in the game. And you have to see this video. It is on Facebook. It is on Twitter at KMBZ Radio. You see a man sitting in the stands. He's got shorts on and a gray tank top. And he is sitting there in flip-flops, chilling. Eating a jar of mayonnaise.
Or what appears to be a jar of mayonnaise, right?
A giant jar of mayonnaise with a giant spoon. Just putting it into his mouth. The social media team, the Memphis Redbirds, followed him all around the stadium. It's hard not to look at this video and vomit.
So Vice, which is dedicated to munchie-type stories... points to several online forums and videos going back to 2012 that recommend perpetrating that prank by replacing the tub's mayonnaise with vanilla pudding. And so it's possible it's not mayonnaise. It's just...
Why you gotta ruin the fun?
It just looks like mayonnaise for the prank, to get your attention. But well, those are just the forums that say
okay.
That. Who knows?
It's a giant Hellman's mayonnaise jar. And part of my question, assuming that this guy is eating mayonnaise.
By the way, I don't know that eating pudding out of that thing is much better.
It's 90 degrees in Tennessee on that day. Like
Hot
pudding, hot mayonnaise for 2 hours. Is that, I mean.
The Vice asks, except what if it's really mayo? We can't know for sure whether it's pudding or Hellman's in those massive tubs. If the internet can express skepticism that these spectators are consuming roughly a pint of mayonnaise, allow us to express skepticism at that skepticism. And yes, that was difficult to say.
I mean, this is a gallon of mayo.
It's like the industrial, like what you would sell at concession stands would buy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the big industrial size.
So did he swipe one? Because
you could buy them at big discount stores.
But you don't just walk into a baseball stadium with a big old thing. Like,
why not?
You can conceal a beer, I guess. I've done that, or like a little bottle of liquor. But this has got a handle on it. Like, how do you get that into, and that's why I believe it actually is mayonnaise, because you can't get that into the ballpark. All right? My guess is it is one of them from a concession stand. He swiped it.
But wouldn't somebody say, hey, where'd you get that?
Yes.
You know, wouldn't somebody go up to him and say, which concession stand did you steal that from?
I would take video first. Lots and lots of video first. And give the guy an A for effort if he's got... And he's got a giant spoon. Where did he get the giant spoon
from? Well, he could have hidden that.
That you can walk in with?
I don't know. I've never tried to bring in a giant spoon into a ballpark, but I guess you could shove it down your pants.
I mean, it's vile. Which got us to, because look, I like occasional mayonnaise on sandwiches. The chicken sandwich from Burger King.
No, I do it without.
You do it without? Okay.
Just because in the grand scheme of where I want to spend my calories,
okay,
mayonnaise is not it.
If there were no calories, is mayonnaise good?
No.
It's okay.
No, like it's not.
You know, if it's
kind
on
of a weird texture.
If it's on a sandwich that somebody hands me, like, okay, maybe.
Yeah.
Man,
but, used for like salad dressing, maybe, or for coleslaw, I guess is okay.
But always cold.
Always cold, for sure.
This takes him 2 hours to eat this giant jug of mayo. How he doesn't throw up is beyond me. But is there anything, Jamie, any jug of condiment type thing that you would be cool with? Somebody, like, if you were eating, I mean, you wouldn't because of the calorie thing, but.
Well, and so we're going to open this up a little bit, and I'm willing to take some broad definitions of condiment.
Okay.
To keep this interesting. So 22980, is there anything that would be okay to, maybe not even at the ballpark, wherever.
Right, you're sitting at home.
To just be eating directly out of the jar like that. And again, I'll take a broad definition of condiment.
Like if you have the big industrial Sam's Club giant.
Of whatever.
Whatever it is.
So I got two that I think I'm
all right.
Perfectly comfortable with eating straight out of the jar, industrial size. One of these you're not going to like because you don't like chocolate.
Okay.
Nutella.
What is Nutella?
It's hazelnut spread. It's like a hazelnut chocolate. Man, I wish you liked chocolate. You're missing out.
This show would be so much better.
It would just, you would just understand so much more.
I know.
You would just, your cultural references would just be better.
You would understand
but it's,
more.
It's a little, it doesn't generally come in a very big jar, but it's, they call it hazelnut spread. To me, it's chocolate. It's like chocolate and hazelnut together. And it's really good on toast or like a bagel or some, or a croissant or something. Croissant. Oh my gosh, croissant with Nutella. Or making, on pancakes, people will do it, or crepes they'll do it with. Yeah, give me the industrial calories.
You'll spoon it out?
Who cares?
You'll just spoon it?
Sure. Yeah, just.
Give me a big ladle.
Yeah.
Ladle of Nutella.
Whatever.
What's the other one?
Peanut butter.
I have no problem with that.
For sure with, yeah.
I have
absolutely.
No problem just eating peanut butter out of the jar.
In fact, use your fingers. You know, I mean, it's just you. Don't worry about spoon.
576-7798 or text into 22980. If you want to see the video of the dude just crushing a jug of mayo, you can. It's kind of gross
if
to watch.
If you want to.
I mean, hot mayonnaise for 2 hours.
And again, I'll say, even if it is pudding, that's not much better because it's still hot out.
Don't they both melt?
Just melt?
I mean, like, wouldn't it melt to the point where it'd become liquid and you couldn't eat it out of a spoon? It's not as gelatinous.
I don't like that word.
Right now, we are talking about, if you haven't seen the video right now, it's really gross. It's up on our Facebook page. Dude is just crushing mayonnaise at a baseball game out of like an industrial-sized tub using a giant spoon. And the Memphis Redbirds, is that what it was? They follow him around just to see him in different parts. Yeah, the Memphis Redbirds eating this food. Some think it might be a prank that it's not really mayonnaise, but I want to know how you get that giant jug into a ballpark. I feel like
he stole it
from a concession stand.
Yeah.
But then we started talking about, all right, so mayonnaise is just gross to eat like that. But what would be acceptable to eat out of an industrial size jug?
I'm getting support for my peanut butter and my Nutella. Someone wants to correct my pronunciation. Nutella.
Find something else to complain about on a Friday. My
Nutella.
God.
It's fine.
Nutella.
The really popular thing coming in, and I said, I'm okay with a broad definition of condiment. I mean, I don't know that peanut butter is a condiment, but I'm going with it. A lot of people are saying pickles, straight out of the jar.
I don't view pickles in the same way as I do mayonnaise, ketchup, Nutella.
I'm all right with
peanut
that.
Butter.
I'm okay with that as an answer.
That's a vegetable, isn't it?
Just I'm not having that discussion.
It's a zucchini. A pickled zucchini.
Sam, I said I wasn't having that discussion.
I thought it was a cucumber.
I thought it was a cucumber.
It is a cucumber. You're right.
Yeah, it's
a cucumber.
I
was wrong.
So that's to me
wrong.
A vegetable, but I'm not going to argue with people on
but
a
Friday.
But
it's still something you eat. I'll take that answer because it's something you generally wouldn't eat straight out of the jar, that if you're going to,
you
that's
wouldn't?
An odd thing. No, you put it on a sandwich or you put some on your plate or you... No.
What about relish? I mean, that's just a
several people
up
are saying they would eat relish straight out of
now,
the jar.
Relish is the compromise I'll make with the pickle person.
Yeah. That okay. If you're just going in there with a spoon, does it require a spoon?
I think we're talking about you have
something
to have a utensil.
Yes.
Because okay. I can eat a pickle with my hand. You know, like if you go through the buffet line, you can put a pickle next to your sandwich.
Right. I'm okay with that.
You're not ladling mayonnaise and just putting it as a side item.
Utensil required, yeah.
Okay. Utensil required condiment that is okay to eat out of the jar. 22980.
Nacho cheese. Who has jars of nacho cheese at home? Who has?
Are you really? Does that person really just ladle in nacho cheese? Because that's good for you.
What? This is not a product I buy.
You can buy it and melt it and then just.
But you're just buying it in. Aren't you buying it? Well, yeah, like for nachos, but you're just buying a little jar, right? Don't you want it to be heated?
So, like, what if you made really nacho cheese and poured it into a bowl and then and ate it like a soup? I mean.
But I guess if it's heated, cold nacho cheese, no.
Because it's got that skin
a
top
thickness,
layer.
No.
The skin layer.
Yuck. But warm nacho cheese, I think, might be okay.
Hey, give me a couple of spoonfuls of nacho cheese.
Sam, was this you that texted in? I don't know your number. Are you 8935?
I am not, no.
I could eat a gallon jug of sauerkraut.
Oh, yeah, so could I.
God.
Oh, man.
What? Oh. Gross.
No.
I can crack open the jar of that Frank sauerkraut and just eat it with a fork.
Can you really?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Text in 22980.
That's something I've never bought, sauerkraut.
I think I've had sauerkraut twice in my life, and it was awful.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
when I see people put it on a bratwurst or whatever, no. Or the sandwich with the rye, whatever.
You're missing out. You got to get a little spicy mustard, a little sauerkraut on a brat.
No, like it doesn't do spicy anything.
No, I don't. I do not.
That really doesn't.
Well, that's the problem.
Very delicate system over there.
If you gave me spicy mustard covered chocolate, it would be vile.
He would die.
He would
not make it.
That just sounds vile.
Somebody in the car is like, don't knock until you try it, Sam.
Salsa is a popular answer, just straight out of the jar with a spoon.
I could see mango salsa.
Yeah, but not spicy
but
salsa.
But not like just regular a thing from Chi-Chi's.
Yeah.
But I could see a mango or a pineapple salsa. I could do that.
Somebody says pickled beets. I agree with them.
I like that.
Pickled beets.
But you don't need a utensil for that. I don't consider that to be something.
Right. Like.
I mean, I like those. Those are good. But it's a pickle conversation.
Right. Exactly.
Same thing.
Yep. I agree.
Cottage cheese.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Yeah.
Oh.
No, I liked it when
so
we had it.
I have so many problems with cottage cheese. I don't even know where to begin.
I liked it when we had it in studio.
Don't
thanks to
even
Belfonte.
Texture, taste.
No, I'm good with that.
Texture.
But that does, to me, that doesn't qualify as a condiment.
I don't think
either. It's on the side item menu.
Right.
You know, like ketchup's not on the side item menu when you go to a restaurant. Mm-hmm. But cottage cheese would be. Or pickled beets would be a side that you could order. Even though I think that would be gross.
Ranch dressing? Are you just squirting that?
Is that my wife texting it?
I don't know. I don't know anyone's number, so I would never know. My mother could text. I would have no idea.
Midwest thing right there. There's a lot of... I know a lot of people
and
that would
buffalo
just...
Buffalo sauce.
Those
two things, yeah.
Buffalo sauce?
Yeah, the Midwest. We love those two things.
I know ranch... I can't see just... I mean, think about it. You get a spoon and a jar of ranch... All right, mm-hmm. or a bowl full of ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Are you eating that? That's why this guy eating the whole thing of mayo is either a bad prank or just gross.
Several people have said something I could support. Chocolate syrup. I know you don't eat chocolate.
I get it.
But
I get it.
Really, you just, especially if no one else is sharing that bottle with you.
Just squeeze in the Hershey bottle.
Absolutely.
Just go into town.
Yes. I appreciate that.
Okay.
And a lot of you have said Cool Whip or whipped cream. And I don't know if you mean out of the spray can or out of the tub. But
yeah.
That idea.
I used to eat Cool Whip as a kid.
Yeah.
My mom would just crack it open, give me a cup. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
A frosting out of the jar? That's a really good suggestion.
It's a great answer.
That's a really great suggestion. Yeah.
That's the best answer so far.
I think I like that. Remind me the difference between frosting and icing.
Frosting goes on top, like covers the cake, and then icing is the decorative part.
Okay. So we're talking about frosting.
Frosting is the layer.
Frosting is what we're eating out of the jar.
Like think of it as a football field. The frosting is green.
Make a sports analogy for me, please.
The frosting is green. The icing is the yard markers. Does that make sense?
That helps a lot.
See?
Thank you.
Yet another day.
Sports analogy will always help me.
Another day, another viable sports analogy to get my point across to Jamie.
to the person that asked, pork and beans is not a condiment.
Okay, we're ending there.
You are naming things that you can eat out of a can. That is not the same thing as a condiment.
Ooh, hot dogs.
Shut up.
No.
Coming
and
up.
To the person that asked, syrup. No one had said syrup yet.
Marshmallow
fluff. We were talking about that earlier, too. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Syrup.
Yeah, but it's just in the same vein as chocolate syrup.
I know, but the texture of it, I just pictured
super sweet.
Super Troopers.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, where they're pounding the bottle of they're having
that
a race.
That makes me want to throw up.
Right,
that scene
I know.
Every time.
Let's change the topic here.
I mean, why?
Because it's make this is. I'm having a visceral reaction to the text line.
All the better.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.